Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Charles Armstrong. We've been having a chat about various financial aspects of the Township of Russell. One in particular caught my attention, and that is if we build a rec center and it has three ice sheets in it, how is that going to be maintained, and where will that money come from? Hi, Charles. Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you again. The big thing for having three ice sheets is going to be the operating costs of things. The ice sheets themselves, we have two. As far as I can see, the way we can afford the three ice sheets is you have to close down the existing two.
So you're talking about the arena in Russell and the arena in Emperor.
Exactly. The arena in the center of the village of Russell and the one in the center of the village of Embrun have to be closed down. Because just the salaries of the people that are working there have to be transferred to the other...
To the new ice sheets
to keep them running. There are difficulties with that I've seen. So I asked in a Freedom of Information request to see the valuations of the two respective properties. And those were actually done about 2 years ago. The properties have somewhat low value. Came to the arena in Embrun has the property is worth about $2.5 million and about $1.5 million for the property in Russell, all based on the demolition of the existing arenas. That land is bare and ready for virgin development.
Okay, so just to clarify things for our listeners in case they're not familiar with these two properties. The arena in Russell is situated right in the middle of the fairgrounds, and the arena in Embrun is right by other township land, including the community center and the Yahoo Park.
Exactly.
These are not simple properties.
They would have to be severed, rezoned, demolished, and amazingly enough, the valuator, a professional valuator, stated the highest value for the land in Embrun is multi-residential, apartment buildings.
Right.
In Russell, it would be apartment buildings with the frontage, at least on the first floor, being a commercial development.
So and you'd have to have commercial tenants.
Whatever it is, retail of some sort, any type of commercial development. Those were the two values.
In Russell, you would, if they took down the arena, I'm not familiar with who owns what there, but I think some of it is owned by the Agricultural Society.
And that's a good question. It was not clear in the valuation who owned the property. They just looked at the property itself in isolation of all of the other factors.
Because putting an apartment building with businesses on the main floor, and on one side you'd have the curling rink, and you'd have the fairgrounds behind you,
yes,
and you'd have the fairground barns over on the other side. I mean,
it's not a very clean
It's not really
thing.
Conducive to no, residential.
No, it's not really conducive, but it certainly isn't conducive to commercial either. The evaluator said the big problem with that is it's a relatively long and narrow property. So there's very little frontage on the commercial side of concession there.
Right.
Wow.
There's the social issues.
Of course there's social issues. They're right in the middle of the village. I walk my dog through I do go there for events, mm-hmm, and it is a great location that you certainly can walk to. It is a large facility. Look, during the pandemic when we had vaccination sites.
Right.
The one in Embrun was ideally situated in terms of, most people could walk there if they wanted to. Those are key things.
So I used to volunteer with the school when my kids were young. It's in Russell. They would have skating sessions, and all the kids would walk over to the arena for skating at 2 o'clock or something like that, which was a great time because it wasn't a high demand ice time. All the kids got to learn how to skate. That would take away the ability of the schools to do those skating programs unless they start busing the kids. And that's a whole complicated other
thing. And you're right. Even today, I see children from the schools in Embrun. As I walk around the village of Embrun, I have two dogs. We walk just about every day. So I do see children from all of the schools walking to the arena to enjoy the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Crucial to have a facility that is conveniently located to schools. I have no idea what schools in some municipalities, it seems they're out in the country.
Oh, like North Dundas.
North Dundas is a good example.
Yeah, it's so, in the middle of, it's halfway in between Chesterville and Winchester.
Yeah, so those are some of the key things that you'll have to look at. And the advantages to having facilities in the middle of built up a municipality, a key area.
There's all this talk about the walkable villages. Or
and it's
the 15-minute village, yeah, society. Yeah, or what?
But it's true that we need some place where we get people out to walk to the facilities. And we don't have public transit.
The transit that we had is discontinued for the time being. It looks like it's going to be completely discontinued.
Yeah, I think that you may find that certainly intra-township transit. There is the private bus that runs into the city of Ottawa.
Right.
But even before we had, the municipality took it over, we had private buses that took people into the city of Ottawa. That doesn't get you from, you know, your house to an arena. What you want is be able to walk there.
Mm-hmm. So if it's all in the rec center, the only people who could walk there would be people who are living in the west end of Embrim, essentially, unless they're very, very fit.
Yeah. I mean, in the middle of the summer, you could probably take a bike down the bike path.
Right.
That's not conducive for, essentially, that's not conducive for 7 months of the year.
We have winter.
Yeah, we do have winter. And even though the weather may be good, the snow still has to melt on the trail. That's the type of problem that you have to address.
Also, what does it cost to demolish two arenas?
Oh, the actual value to the township. Now, that there's another big question. All I saw was the valuator's report. The valuator was clear. I'll say it again, clear, that this was all based on these properties being bare virgin properties.
What's wrong with the arenas now?
I've been in them. They're older facilities. There is no doubt they're older facilities. They would have to be renovated extensively. That's the case. We have to have a look at the functionality of it.
But they're booked all the time.
They have high time use.
The events upstairs in both arenas, like the summer fest and the winter fest things in Embrim, they have pool tournaments and they have, you know, different things going on, and they do the trivias in
the
Russell.
The trivia nights, been to many of those.
Yeah. There's lots of activities that go on in the upstairs of the arenas as well.
Yeah, and again, part of their value is they're right in the middle of the village. The current arena facilities in the village of Russell, being directly along the South Russell Road concession corridor, they're not too badly situated. And we're getting the sidewalks down all the way, too. So that's going to make it even better.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Those are some of the things they have to worry about.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for talking to us about this, Charles. I really appreciate it. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First. I've been speaking with Charles Armstrong about the arena and recreation center situations.